Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska is reporting 4 new COVID-19 related deaths as well as 801 new cases of the virus. The DHSS reported those deaths yesterday of a Bethel woman in her 40s, an Anchorage man in his 40s, an Anchorage man in his 70s, and an Anchorage man who was 80 or older. A total of 435 state residents have now died from COVID-19, along with 13 non-residents. Several cases were reported across the Kenai Peninsula. State epidemiologist with the DHSS, Dr. Joe McLaughlin, yesterday.
Almost all of Alaska is currently in the red. We are experiencing very high levels of SARS-CoV-2 transmission. Almost all of this is due to the Delta variant here in Alaska and nationally. I think on the national call that CDC gave on Monday, the 99% of all of the cases that are sequenced are coming back positive for the Delta variant.
Also, the state is once again breaking its record for the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the state one day after breaking the previous record. The DHSS reported yesterday that at least 168 people are currently hospitalized for COVID-19 in Alaska, breaking a new record set Tuesday of 152 hospitalized patients. Before that, the state's record for hospitalized COVID patients was 151 in December of last year. Local numbers from Central Peninsula Hospital: 23 COVID patients are hospitalized, 19 are unvaccinated, 4 are fully vaccinated. There are 8 patients in the ICU. There is one non-COVID patient in the unit. The ICU is currently full, and there are 2 COVID patients on a ventilator. And for more information on this story, RadioKenai.com. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan joined Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom to discuss the aftermath of the Biden administration's full withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan on Monday, with hundreds of Americans still in the Taliban-controlled country. In an interview, Senator Sullivan warned that America's adversaries like Russia and China likely will test the United States following this withdrawal.
Well, look, Dana, I think the number one thing we still have to focus on, this administration does, but certainly Congress is accountability, holding hearings, who made decisions when, but getting our citizens out safely. As Congressman Gallagher mentioned, we have lost almost all of our leverage when the U.S. military departed. And again, really was a sickening feeling that we had 6,000 Marines and soldiers who were ready to go do that kind of mission to save our citizens. They've now departed. We don't have leverage. But here's something else we need to be very focused on. Our adversaries are going to be testing the United States of America after this debacle, whether it's Russia in the Baltics, China in Taiwan, Iran with regard to threatening Israel. And this administration better be ready, and they better be strong, because that is coming next. And it's going to go down in history as a huge blunder. But as you know, there are going to be major foreign policy consequences that flow from this bad decision.
Meanwhile, a group of Senate Republicans want to know who remains in Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal. That's according to a letter obtained by Politico. In it, 26 Republicans expressed concern about the safety and well-being of American citizens and allies who were left behind in Afghanistan. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.